Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kent Schneider, the head of the Ron Paul 2008 presidential campaign, will be joining us coming up in 30 minutes. Give or take a few, when they're on the campaign trail, they're in Iowa right now. Sometimes it fluctuates a bit as they're out there on the battlefield. That is coming up. Congressman Ron Paul scheduled to join us on primary day, opening primary day in Iowa. And that is tomorrow, right in the middle of the transmission at 12:30 Central, 1:30 Eastern. We also have Mike Adams coming on, who's been doing he's an investigative journalist, also health expert, coming on to talk about what's happening with the great HPV, human papilloma, live cancer virus vaccinations. Big developments there. We're now a year and a few days into it being approved for human use, experimentally, but still experimental vaccine, and the governor said you must take it. Of course, there was no law you had to, just compounding the incredible fraud. Also, Rand Paul, Dr. Rand Paul, son of Ron Paul, will be joining us on Friday. Continual Ron Paul coverage right through New Hampshire, Michigan, Wyoming, Montana, right through all the states, Nevada. We will be covering it here as it unfolds. Obviously, big news. It's been big news since last Friday. The fact that Fox News is going to censor Ron Paul, and they're going to have several candidates there that are tied or lower than Ron Paul in several of the polls. And they're going to have some individuals there, of course, who've raised a lot less money than Ron Paul. In fact, Ron Paul has outraised all the Republicans right at $20 million. He just went over $20 million. They were saying $19,950-something, but they hadn't opened some of the letters that came in on the eve of the new year. And when those checks were opened and postdated, and that's how they're filed into the Federal Elections Commission, a few hundred thousand above $20 million raised in the fourth quarter of 2007. And since Sunday, we have had a list of Fox News sponsors posted up on PrisonPlanet.com and FoxSponsorBoycott.com. We have a link to that. Also, I know Kurt Nimmo is going to do another report on this today. Boycott Fox News sponsors, and we have a list of those and their phone numbers, and I suggest that you go after them because that really is the only thing that will affect Fox. Now, Fox has its bread buttered by government that allows it to run oligopolies, effective monopolies, in many areas of the world, including China, not just Australia, England, the United States, Europe, Russia, Latin America, but all across Asia. Murdoch is now the second largest media conglomerate inside China and fully complies with censorship and reporting on people and with their internet systems, very tyrannical individuals. And you better believe they're going along with the setup of tyranny here as well. But they knew they would be boycotted. That's why they allowed Ron Paul in the other debates. But now, on the eve of the most highly anticipated final debate, ABC is now saying they're probably not going to have Paul. They cannot allow him because of his trajectory. He went from 2 points in New Hampshire to 5 points to 8 points to 10 points to 12 points in many polls now. And that's polling traditional Republicans and Democrats who are establishment, not the 35% to 40%, and I actually have the numbers here, depending on the state, who's called themselves independent. That is the majority of those different minority groups broken down. That is the largest percentile. And so you're going to see some surprises in New Hampshire. Big pollsters are saying he could win. They're doing everything they can to dampen it.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is already the second day of January 2008. That is going to take some getting used to. I was still getting used to 2007 to saying it. And the year was already over. Ah, yes. 2007, the year of completion. 2008, a year of new beginnings and great change. So the numerologists say, not that I put much stock in that, but the establishment certainly does. And that's what their gurus are saying. And look for the New World Order to move in a big way against free humanity. Look for the kings of the earth to move in a big way against free humanity. And look for the free peoples of the planet to stand firmly and intensify our counterattack against the forces of the New World Order. We are, of course, going to be here live for the next 2 hours and 50 minutes. Kent Snyder is coming up later in the hour, the head of the Ron Paul 2008 campaign, Rand Paul, Ron Paul's son, Dr. Rand Paul, on Friday. And, of course, we've got Congressman Ron Paul himself joining us as the Iowa primary, the first in election 2008, kicks off. And whereas the big pony race is very interesting and akin to a sporting event, and in the past, the last few elections, presidential level, have been just that, dog and pony shows, this race is more exciting a thousandfold because in this race you have the other 15 horses or so owned by Don Corleone, and there is actually one horse in the race not owned by Don Corleone, and Don Corleone's got his other horses all souped up on the juice and on speed, and they're busy trying to throw tax out on the ground as Ron Paul walks towards the gate, getting ready for the starting gun, hoping that he will step on one of the tacks and go lame on them. They've thrown every bit of detritus they can at the wall, hoping that some of it sticks. Very little of it has stuck. In fact, I think for every person that the Nazi skinhead reports did affect, or for every person that the earmark stories did reach and did affect, those that were informed and intelligent, it actually woke them up to how good Ron Paul is and the fact that the establishment is attacking him with both barrels. A lot of people are saying that this will backfire on the establishment, that Ron Paul has been banned from the Fox News debate. And that's certainly true to certain level, but I've always talked about different brands of propaganda, different stratas, different layers to the onion in the different varieties of the buffet of lies, the all-you-can-eat buffet of propaganda that the media lays out. They got the CNN, the MSNBC, the Fox News kind of cartoon brand. They've got the Wall Street Journal brands. They've got the New York Times brands. They've got the NPR brand. They've got the Democracy Now! Brand. They've got even the false brands of, quote, conspiracy and different types of truther news. And most people who go along with that propaganda don't even know it. They kind of repeat it. They're called repeaters. They kind of parrot it, mockingbird it, unknowingly, the old snowball effect. A small ball was the actual original government disinfo, and then it picks up steam, and it's... They understand the power of viral information. They know how to tailor it for the gossips and the idiots to spread it. And it's up to us to educate people how they do that. But for every person that has been affected by their propaganda, more and more people are coming of age and realizing how propaganda, at least basic propaganda, works. And so it's having kind of the opposite effect. Instead of putting them to sleep, it is enraging them, irritating them, inflaming them. But I was driving along listening to 90.1 FM this morning, a station here locally in Austin, a micro. I was listening to Catherine Albrecht, and she was talking about how she just now noticed, she's a really nice lady, I don't know how many times, just now noticed that Ron Paul isn't in the New York Times. Ron Paul isn't in the Washington Post. He isn't in the LA Times. He isn't in the Detroit Free Press. He isn't in the Miami Herald. He's in their blogs. And I've pointed that out many times. That's just one little example. See, Paulites, as they call us, or Paultards, as they call us, unaffectionately, are thinking that, oh, he's getting a lot of attention. But it's very, very, very selective, and it's in a strata that we already have air superiority in, so the enemy has just capitulated. And it's the same thing. They have fake liberal brands, fake conservative brands, or in spectrums that we've already dominated. They have no choice but to come in and report on what we're doing, but then put every form of semantical dalliance on top of it. And there's just so many different layers to that. But becoming aware of the fact that you are under propaganda bombardment, becoming aware of the different types of propaganda, that is the beginning of winning the battle. Knowing who the enemy is, understanding they're trying to lie and manipulate you. And there's so many layers to that. One big layer is that once you get into alternative media, you're like a newly awakened person who's learned how to walk, learned how to talk, learned how to see. And so you don't know exactly what the shapes you're looking at are. You know that old world was a lie, but you tend to accept this new world as if it's true. No, it's really the same old world. It's just another layer to the onion. And so you have to learn to differentiate that. And again, that's all part of a process. It's a learning process. None of us will ever achieve perfection in this. But we can always try to get better. And it's real simple. They would have people after the JFK assassination, similar to the Budo situation in many respects, they would have somebody come out and put out credible info and put out a lot of things that made sense, and then they would suddenly show up at a TV interview and say that they were the Pope's reincarnated, or Jesus reincarnated, or the Easter Bunny reincarnated, literally. They would say that, you know, that they fingerprinted their daughter every night to, this is a true story, to make sure that it was really hers in the morning. And then, you know, or they'd run around naked in the street and flopping around and be committed for a month, all in staged events. And the media would report on that. And so now we have people on 9/11 Truth saying space beams fired from Arcturus did it, or saying that holograms did it. And I mean, you'll literally be at events when these people are there, and they'll just walk up and just go, "We're going to get you soon." And they just laugh and look at you with hate, and you'll see them with cops and feds that are there playing another, you know, side of the paradigm. And you find, I mean, they're literally feds. They'll just come right up to you and basically say it. And you'll get taken by them because you'll have them on, you'll interview them for a year, they'll operate with total credibility, and then just flip in a minute. That's why it's important to meet people in person. A few of these people I met in person before they flipped, and they would walk up with that predatory look in their eye. They'd have a fake smile, but you could see their distaste and their fear of me. These people are afraid of the real McCoy. And they do it in so many other areas. Chupacabras, reptoids, and then they've got other more effective brands of it, trying to get you to attach Jews did it to the whole New World Order situation, whether that's true or not. I'm not even debating that. The point is that's still incredibly unpalatable with 90%+ of the public, and they're going to be able to tie you in with toothless, shaved-head ne'er-do-wells, and then you're instantly going to lose the ball game right there. You see? Or if they can get you to fall into all of the weird sectarian things that are going on, and I mean, you got 1,000 times 1,000 different brands of Protestants, all each other's throats, every church next to every other church saying that church is evil, they've got it all wrong, all worried like a bunch of Pharisees on the hill about, you know, who follows the law better or who can, you know, do double back somersault flips through flaming hoops with their hair on fire instead of who loves God, who stands up against evil, who wants to do right. You see, that's man. They want to make a big complex system for you so they can patent it and sell it to you. You got 1,000 different brands of Catholics all frothing at each other's throats. And you've got 50 different brands of Mormons all at each other's throats, and you've got probably 1,000 different brands of Seventh-day Adventists all frothing at each other's throats. Meanwhile, never out warning people about vaccines filled with cancer, viruses, and mercury, never out warning people about property rights being taken, never focusing on issues. A controlled system will never focus on issues. A controlled system will always try to get you to infight with each other. A controlled system will tell you there is no hope, you'll never beat it, just give in to it, and just trust God to fix it. Yeah, trust in God, but tie up your camel, the old Bedouin saying. Or trust in God, but row away from the rocks. Ask God to give me guidance to be able to pull hard enough and in a focused enough way to get away from these rocks. God, give me the strength to stand up against evil. Help me have a strong spine and a strong guts, and help my fist be strong. Help my mind be keen. You see, judge a tree by its fruits. We'll be back with more news. Stay with me.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 2nd, 2008. Gold, 847, 50-ounce gold coins can be purchased for 872.61, 429.95 for half, 214.98 for quarter. That's 872.61, 429.95, and 214.98.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
On a lonely, lonesome highway, east of Omaha, listen to the engine moaning and his one old song. Think about the woman
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you could join us. This song is dedicated to that punk giving me dirty looks the other night. Making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. You're a million miles away. Every ounce of energy as the sweat pours out your body. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death, and they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, didn't mean to get up on my preacher's horse, but I did. We're scheduled to have Kim Snyder, the head of the Ron Paul campaign, straight ahead on the other side. We will continue to track the assassination news out of Pakistan, the Iraq war, the Iran situation, the economy, what the New World Order is up to, and your phone calls, big broadcast, lined up today, January 2nd, 07.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to Spyville.com. That is SPYVILLE.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, we go directly to Des Moines, Iowa, where one of our top generals is on the front line. facing the rigged, stacked deck, the corrupt corporate New World Order whore media. But he's there with a valiant and growing crew of individuals, freedom fighters. He's Kent Snyder. He's the head, the manager of the glorious Ron Paul 2008 campaign. He's right there with our champion in Des Moines, Iowa, here to talk about the Fox News and ABC censorship that they're discussing coming up in the final debates and forums. He's here to discuss strategy. He's here to discuss how we poll watch and how we finally have a big surge here as we go into the Republican primaries and election 2008. Kent Snyder, thank you for coming on, sir.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Kent, you've got the floor. I mean, I mentioned a few things I want to talk about. What do you think is most important right now?
Well, the most important thing is the Iowa caucus tomorrow. We encourage everyone to call anyone that they know in Iowa and make sure that they get out and vote to attend their caucus. The quickest way to getting information about it is to go to our website, ronpaul2008.com, and they'll see at the very top information in terms of the caucus to do it. I will tell you and your listeners that we are getting some very encouraging news from people on the ground here in Iowa. The support for Dr. Paul is growing. I think people are not think. We know that people are coming together. So Iowa is the show day tomorrow. And, of course, New Hampshire following back on the 8th. And, of course, we've got the so-called forum that Dr. Paul's been excluded from so far coming up. But Dr. Paul is here in Des Moines. He will be speaking to a rally of veterans tonight in Des Moines, which we're very excited about. And we have been told that C-SPAN will be covering that rally. So your listeners will want to watch live this evening. But there is a big, very big...
And they'll want to tell the entire Internet. What time is that today, Kent?
That's going to be, let me take a look here, that's going to be at, just because I got my schedule updated, it will be tonight at 7 p.m. It's called the Stronger America Rally with Veterans for Paul.
Oh, great. Is that 7 o'clock Eastern?
7 o'clock Central.
7 o'clock Central. Tell everybody, anybody who's undecided, anybody that thinks Bush is this great hawk and wonderful, anybody who's still under the hoax that that Ron Paul isn't the military candidate, he has the majority of military support, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He does. And, in fact, John Holland, who is a part of the one of the founders, I believe, of the Rolling Thunder group, will be speaking on behalf of Ron. And then also... Ron will be on the Larry King Live interview tonight at 6 Central Time for about a half hour. So just before the rally with veterans, he will be on Larry King as well. So people will want to tune into that. So we have a full day today. We've got a full day tomorrow. And, you know, Dr. Paul is hustling, as he always does, to contact the undecided voters. But the most important thing is to simply encourage and get people who are going to vote for Dr. Paul to their caucus tomorrow.
Well, he is hustling, and I hear him on so many other talk shows, just on radio, not to mention national TV and regional television. He'll be on with us for 30 minutes tomorrow at 12:30 Central. And I mean, he is, for 72 years old, I mean, I've done thousands of interviews before in a year, and it's exhausting, and that's a fraction of what he's done. How does he keep it up, Kent?
Well, you know, he's committed. I mean, he's committed, I think, like a lot of us around the country in terms of the cause and trying to bring freedom back and to make America America again. I mean, that's what he's been doing for the last 25 years as a member of Congress.
Imagine how hard he would work in the Oval Office.
Well, I tell you what, I do imagine that about every morning when I get up, but he's definitely committed to the cause, the freedom movement in general, as we all are, and he's doing it obviously in a very big way, in a unique way that most of us don't have the opportunity to do. You know, he, like you say, he's 72, but he acts sometimes like he's 42, and I mean, I'm just a few years, I mean, I'm 48, and I have trouble keeping up with him myself. So he's out there all the time. He's a trooper.
Absolutely. Fox News situation. Friday, you talked about how disgusting it was that they were going to censor him. They've got candidates that are lower or tied with him in polls that are going to be there at the Fox debate just a couple days before that key New Hampshire primary early next week. And then folks on the web put out that it wasn't true, and then we confirmed that it was the case. AP, Reuters, everybody did say Fox now admits they are censoring the congressman. Your take on that, Kent Snyder?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's unfortunate. That's being kind. I mean, we definitely think that Dr. Paul should be included because of one, his historic fundraising. He's pulling 11-12% in South Carolina. By all other metrics, I mean, the interest in Dr. Paul's campaign is growing by the day. Their excuse is quite lame, as they say they don't have enough room. I mean, I can't imagine Fox News not having enough room in a studio for another participant. So that's just lame, and it goes to show exactly what they are doing. They don't have any more legitimate rationale or excuse than that. But we think that if things go well here tomorrow, that Fox News will really have no choice but to change their mind and include Dr. Paul. But if they don't, I mean, we're planning on some sort of response to that. But we encourage people to contact their local Fox affiliate and Fox News in New York and tell them that they're just not happy with it at all.
Well, I mean, obviously Ron Paul has raised more money than any other Republican. He is tied with Hillary, the biggest fundraiser on the Democratic side in the last quarter. He's broken all campaign records with the six-plus million-dollar haul on the Boston Tea Party date. And, I mean, he is exponentially rising in even their rigged polls where they're going after people in either Democratic or Republican parties instead of the largest percentage who are the undecided or independents. When they do poll independents, he wins hands down. It seems like Fox is committing Harry Caray.
No, I agree, and I think from what I've been getting the buzz around is that I think they are thinking that as well. What angers me, obviously, first is that Dr. Paul has been excluded. But more than that is that what I think Fox News and the executives at Fox News are saying is that not only is it a slap in the face to Dr. Paul, but it's a slap in the face to all of us who believe in what Dr. Paul is doing, who believe in the freedom movement. And all that, I mean, I take it as an insult. So I think the way I take it is that the executives in New York, Fox News, are saying that people in the freedom movement don't count. We're trying to squelch you, that sort of thing. And so to me, it's a bigger slap than just at Dr. Paul himself.
Mr. Schneider, I want to get your expertise, your inside the campaign take on this. Before they knew that they excluded Paul from debates, that it would cause the boycott, and they thought they could minimize him, have the pundits demonize him, ignore him, give him less time than anybody else. We, every time he won a poll, saying that his people cheated with no evidence. That didn't work. So now this is a sign to me that we've hurt them bad. Now they're scared, and they're trying to cover their soft underbelly, and they see him using these final debates as a springboard.
Yes. Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, Dr. Paul makes sense, as you know. He's given limited time, but the limited time he's given, he makes sense. He says things that need to be said. People are responding. I mean, the people that run these networks are not complete idiots. I mean, they realize what's going on, and, of course, that started back with the Reagan debate, a month ago, and, of course, the South Carolina debate and every debate since then. So they don't like what he's saying. I agree with Dr. Paul. They don't like what he's saying. And they want to, I guess they wish that he would just go away. And they wish that people like us and your listeners would go away as well. And, of course, we're not. I mean, that to me is really the point, is that these people will realize sooner or later, and it might be later, that we are not going away.
Well, again, I've conducted polls with Zogby, just to be fair, and actually I wanted to know. So I did what you would call an internal poll publicly, of just voters across the spectrum, and Ron Paul won in more than 20 demographics, lost in one, but came in second against Giuliani. You probably saw that poll. It got quite a bit of press attention. And then I've looked at the other internal polls that have been leaked, and they don't even mention Ron Paul, or they list five candidates and then say, or other. They're doing everything they can. I mean, I know that you guys like to take the high road, but are you going to put out any statements here in the close, as we go into the primaries, about how they've been rigging the polls? Because there's no doubt they've been rigging them.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But, I mean, this is what I know. What I know is, as you already mentioned, the metric that's very important is money. Remember, Alex, months ago, the refrain from the press was, well, Dr. Paul can't raise any money.
And it was spy bots were doing it, imaginary right. Computer creatures.
Right. So then that question was answered soundly. So that's a very important metric to use, is the ability to raise money. I've had producers of television shows, national television shows, tell me literally to my face that when they have Dr. Paul on, their ratings go up. So that's another metric that that shows popularity. When we go to these rallies, when we used to have 200 people show up 6 months ago, and now we have 1,500 people show up, that's another metric.
Well, you had 5,000 at one rally.
Oh, right, yeah, 5,000 at the Philadelphia rally, which is our biggest one, you're right. But, I mean, that was a special event, but rallies are growing. The money's coming in, as we know, the popularity, the letters to the editor, ratings when Dr. Paul's on television and radio.
The buzz is growing exponentially. They're scared. Do you think it's going to backfire on Fox engaging in this censorship?
I think it can, and I hope that we make it backfire on them. I really do. And I think
what's the campaign's stance or your personal view on people boycotting sponsors if they do indeed try to frustrate the electoral process and people's right to choose?
Oh, I think boycotts are always effective in a lot of different situations, and that's something that the individual consumer can do. And I would encourage them to express their disappointment, anger that way. I mean, why not? I think boycotts are a great thing to do.
And by the way, I don't think those sponsors should be mad at Ron Paul or us. We're not the ones making the bad decision Fox has done to not put the most popular candidate in these debates, and he's the one that's gotten all the buzz. That's a fact. I mean, they're the ones hurting their sponsors by doing this.
Yeah, and look, and let's predict in terms of tomorrow. Let's say, I mean, whatever happens tomorrow, I think it's I'm encouraged by what we're hearing here on the ground here in Iowa. I hope that after tomorrow's caucus in Iowa, that Fox News is in such a pickle that they have no choice other than to admit that they were wrong, include Dr. Paul, and we'll go from there.
We're talking to Ken Schneider. Got about 2 minutes left with him. He is the head of the Ron Paul 2008 campaign, RonPaul2008.com. More money is needed. Continue, folks. More grassroots efforts. Getting back to grassroots efforts, they're in Iowa, coming up in New Hampshire. Just because you talk to grandma or your cousin or your old boss or your neighbor who moved or say you live there, just because you talk to them and they said, yeah, they're going to go vote for Ron Paul, call them again tonight. Call them in the morning. If it's iced up or rainy or their hips hurt, go load up a couple of your friends and neighbors. Take them to the polls. Ken, is that a good idea?
It's an excellent idea, and that's what we're telling people here. You know, it's cold here. I think the weather's going to be fairly clear, but it's going to be cold. But the bottom line is that people, all of this stuff, the millions of dollars that have been spent by our campaign and other campaigns, and a year's worth of work is now coming down to D-Day. And that is tomorrow, people have to simply get up, they've got to go to their caucus, they've got to stand up for Dr. Paul, and they've got to be counted. It's as simple and basic as that. All the television, all the strategy, all the internet stuff, all of this, all the YouTube videos, all that stuff comes down to the old-fashioned get up, drive to your caucus, cast a vote for Dr. Paul. That's what it comes down to.
And in the few minutes we've got left here, Ken Schneider, I've got two final questions. There are different grassroots organizations that have formed. What type of hanky-panky, because we know there's always election fraud and chicanery going on, what type of hanky-panky should people look for?
Well, I mean, they should. Well, I answer it this way. They should simply make sure that the results are counted fairly and accurately. We've got the systems in place to do that. I know there's some other organizations that are doing it as well. But that's what we should expect. Obviously, this is America. It's not Venezuela or Peru.
And obviously, Ron Paul voters need to seek out media outside polling places and let them know they voted for Ron Paul.
Oh yeah, exactly. So people, outside groups, as you're talking about, are doing things. The campaign, we're very much involved in that as well, and get people out to vote and make sure, and we'll make sure that the votes are counted properly.
RonPaul2008.com. Also, you can pray for the campaign. Pray for Ron Paul's safety. He was on 5 months ago. I brought up the fact that there's political assassinations. I asked him about security if the campaign got big, as it has. And he said, oh, he knows that is a threat. We have that up on PrisonPlanet.com, that interview. Now we've seen the big Philadelphia bloggers say they hope he gets killed. Then they retracted that. We've seen Huckabee people on his blog saying they hope Ron Paul dies. We know there's a lot of crazies out there. We know you guys are working on security. But any comments on that?
No, I don't really want to say too much other than we are mindful of the situation, and that's all I'll say at this point.
But people need to know he does have serious security.
Yes.
Yeah. It's amazing to have mainline sites come out like that. They must be scared, Ken.
Yeah. Well, I think so. I mean, again, these people are not stupid. They're wrong in a lot of things. They're not stupid, and so they are realizing what is happening. As you know, when we started this, months and months ago, when we did one of the first interviews early this year, we predicted that people would just ignore us, and which is what they should do if you were in their position. But now they can't ignore us, so now they have to go and try to fight us and beat us down. But that's not going to work.
Absolutely. You have forced them to engage you, and they're only getting more blood loss in this political fight. Ken Snyder, thank you so much, sir. We're praying for you, and we've got Ron Paul coming on tomorrow. Ken Snyder, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after this quick break with a ton of other geopolitical news, more Ron Paul news. Stay with us.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Well, I'm a miracle.
We're back live. Your calls coming up in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. The websites are truthnews.us, truthnews.us. That sucker's updated 4 or 5 times a day. You can also post in real time on all the stories, uncensored right there for you. And you can also go to the prisonplanet.com forum and discuss or talk about whatever you'd like there at the Prison Planet forum. You can also go to my MySpace account, link through at Infowars.com. And we basically take anybody who'd like to be a friend of the site and be able to post there on our MySpace account as well. It is now coming out that they've interviewed the actual doctors at the hospital. Benazir Bhutto was filled with bullet holes, as we already knew. The government, because they had assassins obviously doing it, tried to cover that up. And now they've had to backtrack. The government's saying, okay, now she was shot. Because there's video of her with machine gun bullets pounding into her. And she slams up against the... They claim she hit her head on the car. I mean, just unbelievable lies by these people. Now, that would work before the internet and alternative media back in 63. I mean, they could sit there and just pump him full of holes. There could be bullet fragments flying up and bloodying people in the face. There could be everybody seeing plumes of smoke and tramps running off, and you grab them, and they're all top CIA or convicted hitmen. You could even walk the patsy up. The cops can hold him up. We're waiting for the shooter and, you know, hold him up for execution. But you can't do that anymore, can you, boys? I mean, if you're going to train your hijackers at U.S. military bases and give them high-level security clearances and let them go in and out of the country and order FBI agents not to stop them, it's going to come out. And you can try to have your little buddies come out and say the towers were hit by space beams or no planes hit them, try to make us look like kooks, but real people are going to figure out your trick there, too, and they have figured it out, and you have failed there as well. You've now failed with your WMD lies. You've now failed everywhere. You're failing on every single front, and your tricks are failing, and all your COINTELPRO on the web, pulling out every stop of mudslinging and infighting, that's all falling flat on its pancake face. And so I say, stick in your eye, you criminals. You know, I tell you, repent of your wicked ways, and I tell you, a lot of your minions still can repent, but for many of the New World Order people, they've gone too far. They've willfully turned themselves over to absolute darkness. They've wedded themselves to death. They have wedded themselves to absolute darkness, absolute pit of hell activity. And so the New World Order is your just dessert. It is what you wanted, and it is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. In closing, in this hour, I would encourage everyone to visit PrisonPlanet.tv and get the New Year special. It'll only run for a few more weeks. We've done this historically now. It's almost 4 years. In April, it'll be 4 years we've had the site. Thousands of audio interviews, thousands of video reports, all 18 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book. It's all available right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. 5 months free when you sign up right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or get a monthly subscription for 15 cents a day, $5.95. The cost of 2 cups of Starbucks Black Gold coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, the second hour of transmission is only 70 seconds away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.